A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
My compliments to all you shoppers. Not you people doing Cyber Monday and calling that shopping. The kudos goes to the capitalists who put on the shoulder pads, lowered their heads, and steamrolled their way into Walmart, Target, and Nordstrom. Did you notice? We got through Black Friday with minimal mayhem, no major riots, no broken legs, no busted teeth. Could you imagine Christmas with shattered incisors?
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See, my two.
Two or three years ago, you had riots. Actual Walmart riots.
Ow!
These people were baring their teeth and throwing punches over paper towels. Paper towels! And in this video, the folks are stampeding just to get shopping carts, for goodness sake. Black Friday stampedes of the past have left people dead. Shoppers suffered broken limbs. They lost teeth.
See, if I could only have my two front teeth.
But this Black Friday, a friend tells me at 5 a.m. at Walmart, it was peace on earth. Goodwill toward men. First, because they were open Thanksgiving night. The hardcore shoppers did their business while you were still digesting pumpkin pie. And it was also peaceful because for the first time, more than half of all sales on Black Friday were online. So while I compliment you rough and tumble shoppers ready to wallop and smash teeth for a bargain, I think we should salute the timid souls who hid behind their phone screens, creating prosperity and peace for
Christmas! Christmas! Oh, for goodness sakes! All I want for Christmas is
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.